Janet Kay, point of order.
Yes, point of order.
So, Teresa's, it's an amendment, not a substitute.
Well, it's a substitute motion, just saying immediately.
Excuse me.
I can't
it's
hear
an
you.
Amendment to part of the entire motion, because I'm assuming you would want the rest of the motion to be in place. So it's just basically the part about the NES date of 12-1, you're saying immediately instead of 12-1.
Yes.
Okay. So it's an amendment, not a substitute.
So let me be clear. Teresa, you're saying that all the dates that the working group gave us would just be accelerated by basically a month and a half?
Well.
Is that right, Teresa?
No. We can hire the person. They can get on the call with us. And if we find out next week from our CFO that we have the money, we can start everything immediately. We can move things up if we need to. But let's hire the person so they could come into the meetings and start working on this. One person that's accountable and providing some continuity.
Okay. I heard Margie wanting to speak.
Yeah, well, I'm just...
I have a point of information, please.
Go ahead.
Well, okay. Go ahead, Serene.
I can wait for Margie to finish. I just said someone was saying point of order, and I asked for point of order.
Okay. I didn't hear anybody. I'm sorry. Is there someone who has a point of order? Okay. I just want to say that I totally get the urgency of the situation, but I do think I just want to remind us that we have to – this motion has to go to the PMB, who will make the final decision and who has to review it in terms of the hiring freeze. I just want to make sure that that's in part of – that Teresa's got that as part of her understanding of the situation.
Okay. Serene? Serene, are you there?
Bob, you're 2 minutes over.
Thanks, Jim. Go ahead, Serene.
This is a substitute motion that's being made because it's not an amendment.
Yeah, I still stand by my ruling that because it really fundamentally kind of changes the timeline, it's not just a minor tweak of a few weeks or something and everything else follows. So, yeah, I would consider it a substitute. So was that your only question, Serene?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify because it's not an amendment.
Right.
I mean, I wanted to clarify that my understanding was shared.
Right. Okay. Well, all right. We're out of time, so we need to decide how long to discuss this. I would like to speak. How many other people would like to speak on Teresa's motion?
Lawrence would like to speak on it.
Okay. That's two. Who else?
Janet Kay, I have a point of information.
Okay. Hang on. That's three. Anyone else? Just trying to gear how long an extension we should ask for. No one else on this, on Teresa's motion? Okay, so why don't we say, let's try 5 minutes. Okay, any objection to 5 minutes?
Are there four people? Can we just be brief and be done?
Yeah, I agree. We should be brief and be done. All right, so let me just say my own opinion. We heard Margie...
Well, I have a point of information.
Okay, go ahead.
Right, so, sorry, I got dropped from the call when there was more discussion about Teresa's motion. So can somebody clarify what it is exactly? So restate it.
Teresa, just restate it without explaining it, just the wording.
Hire the NES immediately. Tell the person they have a job.
Okay.
Pick a person.
That's not a motion. Just hire the NES immediately. That's the motion. Okay.
Right. Just
okay.
Correct that one part.
Got it. We got it. All right. So let me state my position. We heard Margie earlier in this call say that the pledge drives at all five stations are underperforming. She was having trouble making payroll last week. Cash flow is a severe problem. I know at BAI those problems are magnified threefold. So I think it is just not responsible to just hurtle forward with making financial commitments that we're not sure we can meet right now. And I think what the working group has put forward is a reasonable time frame that allows for the October pledge drive to be finished, and the, most of the stations, I believe, have December mini-drives, and there's often an end-of-the-year fund appeal, and then we know the cash will be there. And let me correct one thing that was said earlier. The NES, as was said in the job ad, is not being hired full-time. So I don't remember the exact number of hours, but it's definitely less than full-time. But what we don't want to have, and I'll end with this, is what happened last time, which is the NES actually was not getting paid midstream because the national office didn't have enough cash flow, or at least so the IED told us, to pay his check. And we absolutely cannot put any contractor in that untenable position again. So I am very opposed to the substitute motion. Okay, who else? Oh, Lawrence wanted to speak.
Yeah, I mean, as a worker, I wouldn't want to be told that, oh, okay, you got the job, we'll tell you when to start working. That's just not practical for me as a working person, and I wouldn't want to put somebody else into that position. Now, I would support a motion that supports the timeline, and that on December the 1st, that person be in place. So that's what I would support that, but in regards to, you know, kicking the can down the road and saying, you got the job, we'll let you know when to start working, that's not a good practice, not a good practical practice to engage a worker in, to provide services for us. So.
Okay. All right. So I think Jim, we're at time on this, right? We just have to
excuse
do the
me.
Vote.
May I say something?
Hang on, Teresa.
I am hanging on.
Yes, hang on for me to ask Jim where we're at on time. 5-minute extension.
Yes, you have a minute and a half to go.
Okay, Teresa, 30 seconds.
If we have the timeline that we have, but we hire the person now, we might anticipate that they would be in on some of these meetings. I can't imagine that it would be that costly. If we have a CFO that we have budgets and we have business directors that are telling us how much money we have, I cannot fathom that we don't have a better grip on how much money we have. Saying we're going to hire him and this is the timeline, this is when he's going to start or she, that's not the same thing as promising him 20 hours a week or whatever. We, with the timeline attached to it, we are not overcommitting ourselves.
Okay,
we're
at time and we need to vote. So I'm going to call the roll on, just read Teresa's motion is simply to hire the NES immediately. Okay, so.
No, that's not my motion.
Well, I wrote it down, but go ahead, restate what your motion is.
The motion that we discussed before with the references to the timeline.
Just give us the wording.
Well, I don't have a copy. It's the original motion, but instead of saying we're hiring the National Election Supervisor on December 1st, it says we're hiring the person immediately.
Okay. All right, so everyone's heard the motion. So let me call the roll. Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Carolyn
yes,
Bruce. Right. This is on. We're voting on Teresa Allen's
substitute motion.
To hire the NES on the 1st, and then with the rest of the other motion. Carolyn Burton.
I'm going to abstain on this one.
Okay. Jim Brown.
No.
Janet Colburn. Kim Kaufman. Kim, are you there? All right, we'll come back to you. Janet Colburn?
I abstain.
Okay. Hang on, sorry. I just need to be getting down these. I forgot that I'm acting secretary. Okay. Bob Lederer, I vote no. Michael Novick. Michael Novick, I can't hear you. All right, we'll come back.
You have
no.
No.
Now you are.
Sorry.
How do you vote? How do you vote, Michael? Can't hear you.
He said no.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Serene Roberts.
No.
Margie Wilkinson.
No.
Jane Zara.
No.
Okay. Is there anyone who hasn't voted? Okay, so I have one yes and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, no. So the motion's defeated. And now
and,
we go
and two abstentions.
Right, and two abstentions. And now we go to the main motion. I'll read it again. The Elections Committee recommends that the process of electing delegates begin with a National Election Supervisor hire on or around December 1st and with local election supervisors to be hired no more than 4 weeks before the opening of nominations, with the actual date to be subject to the NES's discretion. All other intervals in the timeline would follow as per bylaws requirements as follows, and then our understanding is we would task the working group with adjusting the timeline to reflect the discussion we've had tonight about the December 1st start and so forth. Okay, so I'm going to call the roll. Well, first let me ask, is there any objection to this motion?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, but is there any actual objection? Okay, well, hearing none, then that motion is adopted. So thank you all for your work on this, and we've made some progress. And so let me just ask as a housekeeping question. For the members of the working group, and I know Janet's been doing the heavy lifting on this, can you give us a guess just how long, it's not a pressure, just a question, how long it might take you to adjust the timeline? Just
well,
so you know.
Janet, okay, so I will try to do it by, I don't know if I can do it tonight, but...
No, you don't have to do it tonight.
No later than, let's say, Wednesday?
Okay.
But I would be submitting it first to the timeline working group.
Right, exactly. I was going to say, yeah,
right.
let your
right.
colleagues review it and you know
right.
make sure it's okay, and then post it to the committee, and then I guess we could, yeah, and then post it to the committee, and then once that happens, then I can forward it to the PNB. Okay? All right. So I think we finished that item.
On the personal privilege, sir.
Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
I have to go to a committee meeting, so I'll be looking out for Janet's email, and whatever date you said, I'm sure I'll be able to make the next meeting as well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, and I'll be sending out this motion after this call is over. I'll post it to the full committee. Okay. So next on the agenda, and let me make a time check here that it's 10:08 Eastern, so we have about 20 minutes left for the whatever we can squeeze in. In fact, speaking of that, because time is short, is there any objection to moving up the setting of the next committee meeting date to do that right now, get that out of the way?
No
okay.
objection.
Okay, hearing no, none, then do folks want to look at 2 weeks or, I think Monday's been, it seems to be the most popular day, so probably if we want to keep having quorum, I would suggest we stick to a Monday. So if that's the case, we could do 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. What do people think makes sense?
I think 3 weeks from now is the day before the major election.
Not a good idea.
Right, not a good idea. Okay.
And I think I would just say 2 weeks from now, which would put us...
Get the KPFCX calendar, because there's another meeting on that calendar for our committee.
There is?
Hang on.
Yeah, it's on Wednesday, I forget.
Oh, hang on. Let me pull it up on screen. Give me 1 second here. But go ahead, Margie. You can.
No, I just thought 2 weeks would be a good interval for us.
Right. Okay, so 2 weeks from today is the 27th, which is empty on the calendar. Any other proposals or any thoughts about Monday, October 27th?
Janet Kay?
Yes.
I have something on my calendar about a coordinating committee meeting that day.
Oh,
well, they haven't posted it today.
I don't know. It hasn't been posted,
Right. Anyway.
Is there any other way to confirm? Who is the chair of that committee?
Tony Norman.
Could I ask a favor of Jim or is it Jane? Could you give a quick call to Tony to see if...
Yeah, he's here at another meeting. I can ask him. What do you want me to ask him?
Is there a coordinating committee scheduled for Monday, October 27th?
Okay, just a minute.
Thanks a lot.
Coordinating committee. Hold on.
Right. Okay, so we'll come back to that question when Jane comes back. So I guess what we're going to... Once we settle the date thing, we're going to look at cost cutting. And well, let me start by asking just a simple question. I had asked for if people could join a working group on cost cutting, which definitely includes, in fact, a big part of it would be looking at e-balloting and all, you know, the different options, the different companies, and so forth. But there's other aspects to cost cutting too. But nobody responded when I put out a call to have the first conference call. So let me ask again, is there anyone on this call who would be willing to be on a working group on cost-cutting?
Hello?
I'm sorry, who was that?
Sorry, this is Jane.
I guess I'm willing, but it really depends on the timing.
Oh, yeah. Well, we would make a mutually agreeable time. So I heard, Michael, Teresa, you're volunteering?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Carolyn, I would be.
Carolyn, you're volunteering? Okay. Any other?
As long as it's on the phone and I'm not in person. Thank you.
Right. Anyone else?
Yeah, this is. A lot depends on the timing because my schedule is so screwed up right now.
No, I hear you. Anyone? So that's Jim. Anyone else?
I don't know what y'all are talking about, but I'm getting back to you on. Tony Norman said that they're probably going to move the coordinating committee meeting from that day, October 27th. They're probably going to move it.
Okay. Thank you for asking. All right. So is there any objection to meeting on Monday, October 27th?
No objection. But I do think there is a meeting list on a Wednesday. Can you look?
That needs to be canceled.
Let's see.
This is Teresa. I'll just have to say that we can't, the week of the 27th, I will be working until 8:30 your time, Eastern.
Well, that's
and
okay.
And we'll work until that day. Okay?
Yeah, the meeting's at 8:30.
Time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, Michael, what you were thinking of was the meeting that we originally had a second option for this Wednesday, the 15th, but I already canceled that on the calendar.
All right.
So is there any objection then to Monday, October 27th, for our next meeting? Okay. Hearing none, that's our next meeting. Okay. Back to the working group. So, Jane, what I was asking while you were gone was... who would volunteer to be on a working group on cost cutting, which includes e-voting issues, all the complicated issues around that, but it's not limited just to that aspect of cost cutting. So, Jane, is that a
I would sign up. I would be interested in that. I mean, I could do outreach for voluntary things and stuff. So, I'd like to sign up for that group.
Great. Okay. So what I have, let me just read it back, is Michael, besides myself, Michael, Teresa, Carolyn, Jim, and Jane. Did I leave anyone out, or does someone else want to volunteer? Okay.
Janet Kay, I have a comment.
Well, wait. Let's just settle this. So no one else wants to volunteer at the moment? Okay.
This is Margie. I would love to be on this committee, but Jesus, my life is so difficult right now. Anyway, let's just see. Notify me of when you're meeting, and I'll
sure.
see if I can do it, okay?
Okay. So, yeah, here's how I'm going to proceed. I will put out a poll. I'll look at my own calendar and put out a poll with at least two options to the people who volunteered, and then, hopefully we'll get a mutually agreeable time. And then once we have that time, I will put it out to the entire committee, and if anyone else wants to join, it's open membership. It's not limited to the people who volunteered tonight. Okay? All right. So now, Janet, go ahead.
All right. So I have been trying to reach Californians for Electoral Reform to see if they would help with any of whatever, whether with volunteer supervisors or the balloting tabulation. And so I have made contact with somebody who connected me to the chair of that entity, and I've been trying to reach him today, actually. So I'm working on this, and I don't know whether to continue to work on it or not. I mean, this is something that we talked about,
sure.
people doing and trying to reach out to these entities that maybe would donate their services. So I don't know where to go with that. I'm thinking, I haven't yet sent the letter that we put together to this person. I had sent it to somebody else in that organization, but I'm hoping to talk to the person first. But in any case, should I follow up with that?
Well, if I can call on myself, it seems to me the committee has now said for more than 2 months that we very, very much would like any contributions of pro bono services, even if it's partial. It could be a partial role of the LES, a partial role of the NES, or consulting, or whatever they can offer us we would consider. So that letter that we worked pretty hard on is approved, and anyone can use it with any nonprofit or university or think tank or whoever you want to take it to. Go ahead, by all means. And I would say we should keep doing this right up until the LESs are all hired, because you never know, we might find someone even in one city it could save us some money.
Right.
So does anyone else want to say anything on that?
No. I agree.
Okay, and actually, in that same vein, Serene had suggested to me that maybe we should look at the Carter Center. So I looked at their website, and while their focus is almost entirely on international elections, they do have a section about election people who are professionals in elections, where they can kind of have a listserv and talk to each other. So would anyone like to just pursue the Carter Center as far as, seeing if they could play any role here?
I've been looking at a couple of other similar things. There's like some kind of a couple of international agencies that deal with electoral reform and ballot access.
Okay, so you'd be willing to do that?
Yeah.
That's terrific. Thank you, Michael. Okay. All right. So at this point, let's see. We have 10 minutes. The question of e-balloting. Now, Michael has put forward a motion, which I guess let me ask the committee. Michael has a motion, which I reposted tonight because he's been traveling, and it concerns the question of opt-in versus opt-out. I know this is a big discussion, and 10 minutes is not going to be enough time to settle it, but is there any objection to just starting the discussion tonight, and then we can, maybe in the working group, we can continue it, or we can just have more of it at next, the meeting in 2 weeks?
Carolyn on the spectrum.
Yes, go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, the problem is that the board, the PNB, has passed a motion that precludes this one, and that would have to be rescinded by the entire PNB. I think that the exigency is the time frame and the money do not justify this motion at all. So I would like to see it tabled until we can come up with a better rationale, or someone can move on the PNB to rescind the earlier motion mandating electronic balloting as a cost-cutting measure. This just completely opposes that, and it's out of order because there is a motion on the board from the PNB.
Okay, well, let me respectfully disagree with your view of what's out of order. Michael's motion is, in fact, to what's called in Robert's Rules to amend something previously adopted. It's to recommend to the PNB, which is the role of this committee, is to recommend policy to the PNB that they amend their previously adopted, the motion they adopted in 2013, mandating an opt-out system of e-voting, and he's recommending that it be amended to essentially make it opt-in. So it's perfectly in order for us to recommend that, and then, of course, the PNB can, you know, accept it or reject it. That's always the way it
works. Well, with all due respect, that is not an amendment. It is invalidating the original motion. So I think the first
perfectly
will have
in
to
order.
Be rescinded. No, I'm pretty
whichever,
no.
Whichever way it is framed in terms of Robert's Rules, it is in order to revisit a motion passed by the PNB before. So,
well, revisit means rescinding it. Yeah, definitely. And we could do that. We could vote to rescind that motion and then pass this one.
Okay.
That
well, we can figure out
mm-hmm.
the we can figure out the parliamentary angle. But mm-hmm. what I'm asking is, if there's no objection, I'm going to read his motion. I'm not going to ask that there be a vote on something that we only have 9 minutes to discuss. But I think it might be healthy for us to start the discussion, and then we can think about everyone's position over the next 2 weeks and revisit it when we come back in 2 weeks. So let me read it. Whereas changing the election system to primarily e-voting for the first time would probably require a mailing explaining the new procedures, for which a postcard would be insufficient, thus defeating the purpose of saving money by using e-voting as the default method and requiring those who want paper ballots to opt out of e-voting and request a ballot in an additional separate mailing, resolved that the Elections Committee recommend to the PNB that at least for this first year of using e-balloting, that the paper ballot be sent to all members in the listener election, and that and those who opt, there's a word left out here, Michael. You're going to have to fix that before the next meeting. Those who wish, oh, I see, it's wish is the mistake. And those who wish to opt out, I'm sorry, those who wish to opt in for e-balloting be informed how to cast their vote online, the paper ballot thus serving as a sample ballot, much as in a public election. This would still result in substantial savings in the processing and tabulation of all those votes cast electronically. The staff member elections would all vote by e-balloting online, as they constitute a much smaller group, all of whom have access to the necessary computer connectivity as a result of their position as paid or unpaid staff at their station. So, okay, hang on. So I know it's a little complicated to absorb on the phone, although I did post it. But before I take comments, let me ask if anyone has questions for Michael, just to clarify what the motion says or what it would mean. Just questions, not opinions.
Yeah, Carolyn, on the second.
Go ahead, Carolyn. Teresa
has a question.
Okay, Carolyn.
Yeah, why don't we let the people go first, because they're already spoken.
Okay, Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when I think of opt-in, I think of the option of, I like what he has, as I understand it. As I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, we send out a ballot. You can either do the paper ballot, or you can go to a website, and there's a code on it, and you can vote online. That's the way several other organizations do it, like Sierra Club. But what I'm concerned about opting in is that we not send out the really lengthy, heavy
documents that describe every position.
Right, right. Let me interrupt you. That's a separate issue which we're going to discuss proposals on at the next meeting. So, but we're not discussing that right now. We're just
discussing the ballot. Okay, well, that's what I think of when I think of opt-in.
Yeah, no. That's a separate opt-in, opt-out process. So we have to make a separate decision about that.
And to me, that's where you save the money.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Who else had a question for Michael? Was it just Carolyn? Okay, go ahead, Carolyn.
Well, Janet Kay.
Oh, Janet, I'm sorry. This is a question.
Well,
is it a question?
No.
Okay, let's just get the questions out of the way,
and
then we'll take the opinion.
But there weren't any other questions.
I think Carolyn had a question. Is it an actual question, Carolyn?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
go ahead.
Sorry. Go ahead,
Carolyn. Let's go. Let's go, because I already gave it a opinion.
I'm hoping that we can do some kind of a straw poll before the on this motion. Before we end the call.
Okay. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Okay. I'm wondering, I think I disagree with the basic premise that we'd have to send out paper information anyway, number one. And number two, I'd like to see a cost analysis before we start voting to rescind what we thought was a well-reasoned motion on the National Board to begin with electronic balloting. I'd like to see a little bit more homework on how much this might cost or might not cost before we start negotiating ourselves in midstream. Thank you.
Okay. Well,
that was actually a question for Michael. Sorry. If you could get some research, you know, work up some figures, I think that would be helpful. I think we have to have figures anyway before we proceed with this, so that might be helpful.
Right. Well, actually, Carolyn, that's one of the important tasks of the work group you just volunteered for, is precisely to get cost figures on from the different companies and the different options. So that would be, you know, kind of a requirement of going the next step on this.
Michael's just proposing that it would cost less, and I disagree. I think it would cost more. So I'm just wondering what he's basing his figures, that's all.
Oh, well, Michael, did you want to address that?
Well, I don't know about the figures. It's based on what it says in the whereas. I do think it's going to require a longer explanation to people as to the e-voting method, and in general, I think that having a paper ballot in hand will assist even those who are e-voting. And the reason I called it opt-in is I think that once people do opt-in, thereafter they would just be getting the materials electronically. That's
okay. Can I add something to that?
Were you done, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, I think maybe we need to go back to Margie's original statement that the lists are all in good shape at all stations. Well, we didn't really answer details, and what I need to know, and I think we need to know, the Elections Committee, is what percentage of all of the listeners, of all the members that we have on a list, have given us a working email address. And I think that's really crucial before we start fooling around how we're going to do the balloting, because Michael may be correct if we don't have any email addresses. If we have 40 or 50%, we're doing well, but I think in order to run we need to do an on-air campaign to have people send in working email addresses if they haven't already. We need to check the ones we have. And that's where the money saving will be. If we can actually start out contacting people by email because we have their email addresses and let them know what is going on, we won't have to do a big mailing to explain things, because we'll have done it already on the air and by email. So I think we need to think about this carefully. Yes, you're right. Maybe the subgroup should be looking at that too.
Bob?
Yes, Jim.
Oh. It would be okay if we just check with our stations and let you know tomorrow. I can check with the station, with our station, and find out exactly what percentage of our members have email. They can tell me that.
Sure, I think.
And when they were last updated, those were.
Sure.
That's a good point. Thank you.
And this is Margie. I'll send,
yes, I
think that's a very good point. I'll send a note. I think it's very uneven, but that's my impression. But I will send a note to all the GMs and business managers and ask them to provide it.
I think there was also a question about whether people want their emails used for communication like this, so maybe we could look into that.
Okay, okay.
That's good.
Okay, so we're at time, so I don't really think we can do a straw poll. Also, there's kind of too many complicated issues, but let me just offer one last chance to anyone who hasn't spoken on Michael's proposal if they want to say something before we adjourn.
Janet.
Go ahead.
I support Michael's proposal.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, so I think that wraps it. We'll see you all in 2 weeks, and the working group will see you all sooner, and I'll, you know, put out a poll and get that ball rolling.
Great, thank you.
Okay,
thank you,
everyone.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good work.